Welcome to Season 8, Episode 38 of the Matty Ice and Marky Mark Podcast. Yes, it's weird. It's a weird week. Matty Ice was feeling under the weather. His family was sick downstate. He had to stay home and take care of them. This was a little bit short notice. I couldn't find a guest in time. Folks, you're getting it. You're getting the Mark Show 2.0, all right? It's happening. It's happened. Here it is, live. Let's go. I'm jumping in. Last week, I was learning with Ricky how to run the show, and here I am running it again by myself, but I feel like we're going to do good, and I'm going to talk to you. And this is okay because I am kind of a psychopath, and I'm normally used to talking to myself a lot, but I'll tell you what, if you're going crazy and you're losing your mind because of this weather, well, then you need to pull your phone out and call 989-525-9128. That's Lore Lawn Care and Snow Removal. The snow, yeah, it seems to be melting a little bit, but you know what? We have ice. We have ice, and Lore Lawn Care and Snow Removal can go ahead and sprinkle some salt on that ice and save you from blowing your hip out when you slip on it. So call up 989-525-9128. That's Lore Lawn Care and Snow Removal. Guys, it's the Mark Show 2.0. I hope you are ready. I promise you it won't be as bad, and it definitely won't end like the last one. I know the first one was a very controversial ending. I'm not going to jump into it. We lost all our sponsors. Let's put it that way. It's okay. We're back now. Mark Show 2.0, Matty Ice and Marky Mark Podcast, Season 8, Episode 38. We're going to do this shit. So you know what? Let's go ahead and jump into what I've been playing. And you know what I've been playing? As I smash into the microphone, I've been playing Fortnite. I think everyone's been playing Fortnite because we got, you know, the Eminem concert. The famous Eminem concert was there. And yes, a lot of people, shout out the old Clev Man. The old Clev Man, no, the old Clev Man said that Fortnite wasn't going to be a thing. And it's huge. It's gigantic now. There was a 2-hour wait queues to get in to watch a pre-recorded Eminem concert, and it was great. It was so good. There's Legos coming to Fortnite. We got Guitar Hero stuff coming to Fortnite, Rocket League. The game's going crazy right before the Christmas season. I hope everyone is ready and excited for that. I did play a game while I was in Traverse City last week or 2 weeks ago, and I didn't mention it last week on the show, and that is Dungeons of Eternity on VR, on the Oculus Quest. And I'll tell you what, it's Shauna has it. And she said, you know what, I almost puked my face off. Actually, she did. She did say she puked. She played it for a little bit, took it off, and immediately ran to her sink and puked everything up because of, like, the motion sickness with the game. And I was ready to go because I get the motion sickness with VR. I understand that. But it seems like once you get used to it after a while, it's okay. It settles you down. You're good. So I played it, and I played this Dungeons of Eternity game, and let me tell you what, it is pretty rough with the motion sickness, but it was amazing. It was like D&D, and you're right there. I don't know, it was just blasting, taking down skeletons, swinging my mace that I had, and I didn't purchase the game yet but for myself, but I definitely want to. So if anyone wants a game to check out on their Oculus Quest, I know a lot of people are getting Oculus Quest now for Christmas or getting their kids them, or Santa's bringing them. I would, if you're into the D&D type games, the old Skyrim style hack and slash, I would check out Dungeons of Eternity on VR on your Oculus. All right, let's check here. We got chat rolling in. Chat's helping me out with the solo show. Mad props to chat. Mike Pitts says, go kill it. Call me if you want some jackass to sound stupid on your podcast. You know, like when Matty Ice is there. Oh, that's real nice, Mike. You think I know how to hook all that shit up? That's adorable. Yeah, I'm not going to learn that this week. Maybe in the future. Simon. Fuck. That me? I can't remember, buddy. I might have met you. Yeah, man, fuck. I'm sorry, I might have forgot. I probably remember you, but I'm in, like, the crazy flow of everything right now, so I'll think about it later. But I appreciate you watching. Nobody wants an ice slip hip. That's right. That is right, Michael Pitts. That's why they call 989-525-9128. Hit up Lore Lawn Care and Snow Removal. JD says, dang, I didn't know this week's show was Marky Mark and John Cena. Yeah, dude. As you can see, we got the world champion, Mr. John Cena, next to us here. You can't see him, but you can see that title belt. And then, connect phone to Rodecaster via Bluetooth, call the end. Okay, yeah, I get it, Mike. All right, you went to college. That was, come on now. That's, you know, I'm the talent, not the freaking roadie guy, all right? This is too much. All right, so yeah, we're going to continue on with what we've been playing because I got something real fun that I want to talk about. I went to a fighting game tournament the other night. I went to a fighting game tournament at 1UP Games in Bay City, and they're doing these fighting game tournaments now. They actually have events every Saturday. They have events. Different ones. Some weeks it's they have like a Rocket League night. It's called Stick Drift. They got like Rocket League and they got Mario Kart. All those they have events for. And then some weeks are they have like Call of Duty and Fortnite. It's like a FPS week. And then some Saturdays they have fighting game. And that's what I'm all about. Fighting game tournaments, love them. Always have since I've been a kid. This time when we went there, it was Street Fighter VI, Mortal Kombat 1. And Dragon Ball Fighters. So we had three tournaments going on at once, and then you know you just keep jumping back and forth. It's really fun. It's a lot of fun. You pay, I think it's like $10 to get in, and then it was cash prizes too. So yeah, check out their events. 1UP Games. They also have a Discord too that it has all the announcements of all their tournaments. But anyway, I've been playing a lot of Mortal Kombat 1, and I just got absolutely steamrolled, wrecked, destroyed. Carlos and Jose, the Martinez brothers, are no one to fuck with when it comes to fighting games, and they made it known, especially Jose. He royally handed it to me. The man has gotten better at Mortal Kombat, and it shows. Dragon Ball Fighters, I'm gonna be honest with you, I think when that game came out, I bought like the ultimate mega edition, like the highest paid one that you could get. It was I spent like hundreds of dollars. I think it was like $120, all the DLC. And you know what? I'm terrible at that game, and I've always sucked at it. And So when that one was on the list to play, I just kind of was like, I'm not even practicing. I know what's going to happen here. And yeah, sure enough, I got destroyed. Actually, my son Reed came with me, and he was at the tournament too. And he destroyed me in Dragon Ball Fighters, which is expected because he does it too at home when we play. I did beat him in Mortal Kombat 1. Sorry, I'm taking a sip. I just be a little drink. I got my coffee cup mug here. Universal Monsters. Hell yeah. Bought that at Spirit Halloween this year. $10 coffee cup mug. I'm going to drink out of it. I got some Sprite in there. Good to go. And, so Mortal Kombat did bad because Jose killed me. Dragon Ball Fighters, I sucked. However, Street Fighter VI. I got that game for my birthday this year. And let me tell you what. I don't know what happened. I think all these guys... Here's the thing. When you jump from Mortal Kombat to Street Fighter, it's really tough. It's one of those hard games like where if you're doing good in Mortal Kombat, you're going to suck in Street Fighter. And if you're sucking in Street Fighter, it's weird. So it seemed like everyone was practicing so much for Mortal Kombat 1 that they left Street Fighter VI alone. And I went up there, and I played okay, and I did all right. And then my son Reed, he tore it up. He was Zangief, and he just kept spamming that big slap. Whoosh, whoosh. Like, he just kept taking him down, man, with the Zangief spam. Just spamming it up with Zangief and killing everyone. I was kicking ass with Ken, and next thing you know, here comes the finals of the whole tournament. Father versus son. Yeah, father versus son, and it was best 2 out of 3, and I started, Reed started kicking my ass, and before we started the match, I looked at him, and I said, hey, my son's got a little bit of temper, he's 9, which is expected. I mean, I have a temper too, and his mom, holy shit, watch out, she's got a temper, so he's got all the temper in him, so I said to him before the match started, hey, man, like, I'm not gonna let you win. Like, I'm gonna go all out here. Like, and then Chris Lohr, shout out to Chris Lohr. He was there in the tournament. You know, Lohr Lawn Care and Snow Removal, 989-525-9128. He was there. And Reed actually kicked his ass. And Chris was there. And he's like, all right, guys, you know, touch gloves. Let's go. And then he's like, you got this. And I told Reed, I'm like, I'm going to come out swinging, man. So, like, get ready. Don't get mad at me, if, you know. And he beat me the first round with Zangief. In the second round, I was like, all right, I have to be smart. I have to keep my distance. I have to stay away. Stay away from him. And I did. I beat him. And then the third round happens. And he started getting so frustrated and mad. Like, he saw everything crumbling in front of him. He thought he was going to win it. And so he starts kind of getting upset. And he's shaking the controller as he's playing. So I'm like... And he's like growling practically. He's so mad. He's like, arr! And like, he's not even pressing any buttons. And I'm like, calm down, dude. You're going to lose. I straight up said, like, you aren't pushing any buttons. You're not even trying. I'm not going to let you win. And if you're not trying to press any buttons, like, then you're giving up. So I kicked his ass. I beat him. I'm sorry, Reed. But it was a life lesson learned. And then he got pissed. He went and kicked over two chairs. It was all hell broke loose. He was fired up. He was mad at me. Yeah, he didn't talk to me for like a half an hour, but we're cool now. We talk now. But, you know, life lesson. Get good, kid. I won a Street Fighter VI tournament. So, yeah, that was fun. Reed's been practicing. So I'll tell you what, moral story is that kid's going to come out and he's going to beat the shit out of me in every game we play now. So it was fun, though. Really good props. Props out of Carlos and Zach. They put it on and everything. They did a great job. We got pinball. I got a pinball return announcement here. I've mentioned I'm coming back to pinball here soon. I wasn't sure. I had my tarot card reading last week to decide. And I officially have two dates when I'm coming back. I know I had a date that I was coming back before and it fell through. And I wasn't able to come back for that date. These dates are more solid. My return to pinball will be January 2nd at 1UP Games and Repairs in Saginaw. That will be the day I come back. My next big event, because I'll be doing the weekly Tuesdays once 2024 starts. I'll be doing those at Tuesdays in 1UP Games in Saginaw. But my next big event, I was kind of worried about doing big events, but the next one is January 19th, Bavarian Inn Lodge, Frankenmuth, Michigan. Stewie Strikes. Talked to Stewie. Got him in. He got me in. Let's go. I'm excited. It's going to be a big event. We'll see how it goes, man. You know, it's all about going out there and giving 110%, like I say, all the time. Everyone needs to know that. Pinball is about having fun and kicking ass. Let's go. So I'm excited to get out there and start fucking slapping some balls, flicking some balls. You know what I'm talking about? Draining some balls. Well, you don't want to do that. So you get the point. Pinball, balls, all that stuff. Plunging. I'm excited to come back to pinball. I fucking miss it. I'm going to be honest with you. I really do. And let's go. 2024. All right. I have a... That's pretty much that. I'm going to just push a button here. And we're going to get into... I actually, you know what? We never set up a far out man. Matt always just used his phone. So I'm gonna throw this in here, a little Tales from the Crypt, because this is fucking scary. This shit was scary as shit. Oh, what's that? This is a spooky far out man. All right. So, Halloween's over with. Okay, we got that? Halloween's over with. Thanksgiving's over with. We're on the road to Christmas, folks. We talked about this before, the road to Christmas. And I've been under a lot of stress lately. Switch jobs, okay? We all know I haven't really broke that down. I didn't even talk about that on the show ever because, you know, it's a personal, private matter in my life that I don't want to do. I don't want to talk about. Eventually, we'll get to store stories again in the future, all that stuff. But I've just been trying not to really put my shit out there as much. But I have been in the process of, you know, switching back to a different job and all this stuff. And there's a lot of stress that comes into that. You know, you lose friends, all this stuff. You go through a lot of shit in life. And things happen where a lot of stress. And sometimes I am been known to push it aside, not let it bother me. Other times I bury it. I just take it in. I'm like, whatever. It doesn't bother me. I don't give a shit. And I just, boom, just right there. Take it all in. And then, you know, some people release it by crying. That's a good way. And by the way, no, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, because believe me, I have done my share of that and it has helped this year. But sometimes you can't cry it out. It just stays there. And then it releases itself into your dreams. So there's a thing called hypnagogic hallucinations. And they are brought on by stress and anxiety, a lot of things. But those are the two big factors. There's other things, you know, medication, all this stuff can mess with it. And hypnagogic hallucinations are brief hallucinations that take place as you're falling asleep. They're common and usually nothing to worry about. Why are you calling me, Dylan? Oh, he probably doesn't know that I'm doing the show. Oh, yeah, they're common and usually nothing to worry about. They're usually visual in nature, such as images of patterns, shapes, and flashing lights. Okay, so quite a few things there. I had that happen to me, and I had it happen once before, and it was, I want to say, what is this? I got people pulling out. Hold on a sec, folks. Someone's pulling out right in front of the house here. Right in front of the house. We always talk about this. We always talk about people rolling up and, you know, checking out the studio like TRL. But no, literally, we got two people parked in front of the house. Whatever. It's fucking weird, man. About to get swatted, dog. Show goes on. So anyway, yeah, this happened to me when I was a kid. And there was fleas. There was fleas on the floor or bugs or something. And when I was a kid, and I had to put my hand in there and they went away. They vanished. So that was when I was a kid. Whatever. You just move on with life, all that stuff. It happened to me the other night. It happened to me last week. And it was pretty freaky, man. I'm not going to lie. It was one of the scariest things that ever happened to me in my life. I was sleeping. I was getting ready to go to sleep. And sure enough, it was as you're falling asleep. I'm laying down. And I'm listening to tunes, Spotify, you know, jamming out. Getting that Spotify Wrapped playlist going. You know about it. And all of a sudden, I feel something. I was asleep. I was almost there. And I felt something on me, like right here. And then I like woke up and there was fucking rats on me. There was a rat like curled up in my arm like this. I'm afraid of rats, folks. It's a thing. And it was a big ass rat. And then all of a sudden I had my hoodie on while I was sleeping. And I could feel a rat in the back of my hoodie on my back of my neck. And I could feel them all over my legs and stuff. And I fucking screamed. I woke up, screamed, got up on my bed, on my feet. I was stomping on my bed, like screaming bloody murder. Like, I'm surprised they didn't call the cops by how much I was like screaming terrified. It was so loud. Like bloody murder screams for me. And I saw them on my bed as I'm jumping up and down trying to avoid these rats. And I kicked one off my bed. And then I fucking thank God for my AI, Echo. I told him to turn the lights on. He's like, yeah, I got you, homie. Let's go. And he turns the light on for me because I got the smart lights. And there was nothing. It was all gone. And then I saw on the ground, the one I kicked off my bed onto the ground was my phone. I kicked my phone off the bed. My phone was a rat. They were all gone. Then I proceeded to have the most pounding heart feeling ever, because that was so terrifying. I thought I was having a fucking heart attack, dude. And then I realized that the rats were orange. So they weren't real, because rats aren't orange. It was so scary. And that's when I Googled it and looked it up, and it was like, okay, it's a normal thing sometimes. It's brought on by stress. So thanks, people that have been stressing me out. You almost killed me the other night. Then last night I had another nightmare. Not this one wasn't a hallucination, though. This dream was about me and I think my sister. We were like cooking a meal for Thanksgiving or something like that. And she had, like, it was like she had this like nice kitchen, and she had like moved into this place, and there was this sweet view. And like all of a sudden in the far distance of the view, I'm like, man, this is a nice place, man. You got this, like, shit, you're doing good. All of a sudden a fucking volcano just explodes, and there's lava just coming right, like just coming right through the house, ripping the house up. I'm running. My sister's hauling ass. We're trying to gather. And there's this kid, this little kid. He's trying to figure out how to cross this river because he can't swim. And like, I fucking had to like help this kid over this river. And he was like slowing me down. But like, I didn't care, dude. I just kept carrying this kid and I helped him and stuff. But his dad was like super slow and couldn't keep up with him. And this kid's dad just got fucking taken out by the lava, dude. And then I woke up. Fucked up, dude. So, yeah, that's far out, man. Fucking wild, right? Jesus. All right, so let's see. I'm trying to keep it going here. It's tough to do when you're rolling solo. But the show will be shorter than normal. That's kind of what happens. Check up with chat here. Brad says, Mark, I beat my son's ass. Chris says, special guests. Special guests. There are no special guests this week. It's just me and John Cena. Brad said it's the strippers I ordered. There were no strippers unless they were orange hallucinogenic rats. And then Chris Lohr says, LSD is a hell of a drug. I did not take LSD. That would have been crazy, though. There would have been some fucked up, extra fucked up rats. Shit, you know what? I'm going to play everybody's favorite session. Yeah, it's a Mark show. You're gonna get a D&D update. You know that's coming in. Last night we had D&D. And it was the first night we've had D&D in so long. Every single person in the party was getting COVID. Every other week it was like, this guy's got COVID. That guy's got COVID. Oh, everyone's better? Nope, that guy's got COVID. And then, or they'd just be sick in general. Other things too. I never got sick, but my party members were dropping like flies. But however, we did play again. And last night, let me tell you what we gambled. We gambled in a game called Dead Man's Dice, and it was so great. So what Dead Man's Dice is everybody puts 5 gold into the pot. Because we were doing this long travel, we're like in space, and we're like waiting to get to this next area. So we had some time to kill. We gambled while playing Dead Man's Dice. And what it is you can roll however many D6 you want. You can roll like 10 D6 if you want. You can roll 4, 5, 7. So if you roll a 1 out of all those D6, D6, by the way, 6-sided dice. A 6-sided die is a D6. And if you roll a 1 out of all those dice you just rolled, you lose automatically. But you take all the numbers of the ones that aren't 1s and you add them up if you didn't roll a 1. Because if you rolled a 1, you automatically lose. And it was fun. And then whoever gets the highest number of the people that qualify and by not rolling a 1 wins the gold that's put in. So it was a fun little gambling game. And yeah, I made a TikTok about it. It's at Mark Reichert, TGA, MarkReichert. TGA. Check out my TikTok. You gotta see those videos. And then, yeah, D&D was great. And also, shout out to Zach, best DM ever. He's got all these fancy lights, like, hooked up in the ceiling, and he just started flashing the lights. We had a rave while we were fighting this giant Yeti. He got rave music playing and stuff. Man, he goes the extra mile, and that's what it's all about. That's what makes D&D fun, having a good DM. Huge. So that was your D&D update. And let's see. Now it's time. Let's get into some movies. Christmas edition. All right, I'm not going to put you guys through all that. Yes, Chris says, have you seen this snow we've been having? I have seen it, Chris, and I've also mentioned earlier in the show, but however, I will mention it again because I watched two movies this week that are Christmas movies. One is called White Christmas, and if you have a White Christmas, and it's a little too overwhelmingly white with snow, you should call 989-525-9128. That's Laura Lawn Care and Snow Removal. He'll take care of it for you. He'll get that into a normal, safe white Christmas, I guess. So, yes, give Chris a call. Yeah, I was at my friend Molly's, and we were hanging out, and we're trying to figure out a movie to watch. We're in the Christmas movie spirit, and she asked me if I've ever seen White Christmas before. And I haven't. I actually haven't seen that movie before. And then, so it was one of her favorites. We watched it. And yeah, I liked it quite a bit. I did write a Letterboxd review for it. Let me pull that up real quick. Yeah, I believe, of course, bear with me as Letterboxd is horrible to navigate. White Christmas. Here's my review for White Christmas. Out of 5 stars, I gave White Christmas a 3-star review, a 3-star rating, and with a heart, I liked it. And then here's my review. Bing Crosby's voice just got me pregnant. Man, that dude can sing. Also, George Clooney's aunt shows up and chills too. These white folks party so hard in Vermont that it starts to snow. Bernie Sanders isn't in this movie, though, but it's still a Christmas classic worth watching. That's my review for White Christmas. Yeah, a lot of dance numbers. A lot of singing, but a lot of dance numbers. And man, they move. I can see why this movie was a bombshell, like the best movie back in the day. But I'm going to be honest with you guys. Bing Crosby is insanely good at singing. And it's weird because we watched that movie and then he's talking, right? And he's normal lingo, hanging out with people and talking his normal lines. He's like,
well, hey guys, what's going on? It's me, Bing Crosby. Okay, right.
And then it jumps into the music number. He's like,
okay, well, yeah.
It's just insane. It's crazy. It's mind-blowing. I can't believe that voice comes out of that man when he's singing. But yes, great movie. Good Christmas classic. If you like the old-time ones, yeah, it's a good one. However, I did watch another Christmas movie. Whenever you're feeling down and depressed, this one will lift your spirits. That's Trailer Park Boys Christmas Special. God, I love the Trailer Park Boys. Seriously, if you ever feel like shit and you're just down on your luck, watch some Trailer Park Boys. Ricky from Trailer Park Boys makes me happy every time I watch. It's so great. Like getting into a fucking standoff at the Christmas tree lot. And he's like pulling the gun out. I'm like, your fucking Christmas trees are too expensive anyway. Fuck you. Great movie. All right, so yeah, that's your film freaks. And Matt, what do you think? Oh, John Cena. What, have you watched anything? He's not here. I can't see him at least. And I did eat this week. I did, by chance, eat this week.
Yeah. If you'd like to munch and to crunch and like eating out a bunch for your gastro servitude, sit back for the feud with gentlemen so crude. Is Fat Dude's Face Fucking Food?
Fat Dude's Face Fucking Food. Thank you, Eric, for that riveting rendition of Desert Falcon. Here we are, folks. We talk about it all the time. Rallies, chicks, rallies, rallies in general. It's always been a staple of our show. However, I have not gone to rallies in quite some time. I actually haven't gone to fast food places in forever. It's kind of a segment that's weird. Matt's over here cooking 5-course meals and, you know, having his butler and all this stuff take care of everything. Like, you know, he's living the high life, Matty Ice is. He's living it up. Chefs everywhere. However, me, I'm living that string cheese, goldfish, ramen noodle diet sometimes. Haven't really been having the fast food. However, I did pick up Rally's the other day, the first time in a while. And they have Coney dogs, 2 for $4. And I don't know why I ordered it. I was just like, okay, that sounds different. And I got them, and immediately as they came into the house, or the car, they smelled so bad. They smelled so bad. Terrible. They were disgusting smelling, and I ate those fucking things because I'm a sick freak who was hungry at the time. I also got a double, like, McChicken thing or whatever the fuck they call it, like a chicken sandwich. It was like 2 chicken patties stacked on top of each other with a piece of cheese melted in the middle, which was amazing, and it was delicious. It was great. And then Ree got an All-American cheeseburger. Forgot to order without pickles. Took the pickles off when he wasn't looking. Put them on the chicken sandwich to add to the level of that chicken sandwich. However, he still tasted the pickle juice in the cheeseburger, but he was a G and he still ate it. And I didn't have to go buy him a new fucking thing because my kid's awesome. He just sucks at Street Fighter 6 in the finals. So yes, Rally's was good. However, when we got done eating, we ate in the car. We balled them wrappers up. We threw them on the floorboard because, you know, I'll clean it in the spring. That's what we do. Spring cleaning. It exists for a reason, folks. Spring cleaning is for cleaning your car. You don't clean your car any other time. It's in the spring. Spring cleaning. And I might have to change that rule because, like, 3 days later of the rally sitting in there, every time you walk in to your car, sit down, I keep getting another whiff of them fucking Coney dogs. And it's fucking gross. They smell terrible. Sorry. Sorry to Adam Metzger. I know you love Coney dogs from Rally's. He says it's the best in town. We need to get a better town then. I don't know, man. How you gonna pick Mr. Hot? How you gonna beat Mr. Hot Dog? Mr. Hot Dogs. It's just, you know, they say Chick-fil-A is made with hate chicken because of, you know, their stance on things. Mr. Hot Dog is just made with hate. Not hate on anybody else. But they hate everyone. The owner hates employees, and the employees hate everyone because of it. They also hate credit cards and debit cards. It's cash only. And you're going to fucking like it. Those guys all hate themselves. And I love their food. So they do a great job. Shout out to all the employees there. Mr. Hot Dog, you need to pay those fuckers more because those kids are working hard. All right. So, yeah, that's... Oh, man. Yeah, that was... Oh. I thought I had more for fat dudes. I did. I thought I did, but fuck, I can't. I guess I didn't write that one down. Let's see here. I think it's time. It's going to be the quickest show ever, as is what happens when we do the solo show. Chat, let me get back with you, though. Let me check on chat. What's going on in chat? Remember Jack Frost this year? Not the one with the serial killer snowman, though, unless you are into that. Have I been to Los Pinos Tacos on Kosciuszko? I actually haven't, buddy. I have not been there. I need to check it out. I did love Tex-Mex, though. I was a huge fan of Tex-Mex. Shout out to Mondo. He was my boy. All right. Brad says, triple smoky barbecue bacon Buford is only 1,500 calories. Barely a snack. Oh, my God. And Lord Long Karen Snow Removal, he's just coming out here with another huge deal for everybody. He's also doing spring cleaning, folks. 989-525-9128. mention the Mighty Ice and Marky Mark podcast, and you will get a discount on your spring cleaning also. Oh, wow. That's amazing. Oh, my goodness. And then someone dude just said, God bless Israel. All right, dog. I mean, whatever you're into, man. We're just talking about rallies and shit. Coney dogs and stuff, but I don't know. Whatever, you know, if that's what you get out of the fat dude segment. I mean, yeah. However, I have a special segment for all of you. Memory. It's time to end the show. So, Lower Lawn Care and Snow Removal takes care of all your snow, which is great. There isn't really that much snow out right now, especially down here. See, I grew up in Traverse City, and up there we get snow. It's what we do. And not so much nowadays. It's not, like, in general, Michigan winters just aren't what they were when I was a kid. Like, back then, there was snow everywhere, at least in Traverse City. Like, right now, crushing sledding hills like crazy already. Like, I would have been out there like 6-7 times already this year, just sledding it up, snowboarding, all that stuff, skiing. And I got some great sledding stories. It was good times. I mean, the cool thing in my neighborhood at the time, they had these hills that were really, they weren't like, you know, it was a subdivision, but they had a lot of hills there, and you know, they were good enough where you didn't need to have like the gigantic hills. And you could just hit it up with it was like one of those cheap ass snowboards that you get from like Walmart that has like the little handle on it with the rope connected to it. So, you know, it's cheap and easy. But yeah, I used to love ripping that thing up down those. However, one time we set up a jump and it was on a pretty fast big hill, and that little sled thingy, that little snowboard thing, has two metal blades underneath the plastic, like it was actually like stuck into it. Now, one of those had fallen off, and I didn't realize it. So I started hauling ass down this hill, and the jump is in the middle of the hill. We had placed it perfectly. We packed it real good with ice and everything. Like, that fucker was solid, and we would fly. However, that metal thing broke off the bottom, and I didn't know it, and I was going down the hill super fast, and it slid out. It started doing like a fishtail thing. I'm going down, and it slid out the side of me. Right as I'm hitting the jump, I go flying up in the air, and my head hits the actual ramp part right where you leave, and that was my first concussion I ever had. Yeah. We really packed that sucker full of ice. So happy there was no give to that. Yeah, so those are sledding memories. Figured I'd bust out a sledding memory. Second concussion I ever had was when I was wrestling. Cody Kelly kicked me in the head really, really, really hard in a match. He kicked me in the back of the head, but it felt, and I swear to God, it felt like he kicked me right in the front, like right between the eyes. But I guess he kicked me in the back of the head. All I know is I saw purple everything. That's all I saw was purple. Nothing but purple. Just perp, 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 perp. Yeah, you know what? Got that perp. That's all I saw. And then I rolled out of the ring. I was gone, man. And all of a sudden, Dave, my friend Dave, he was ref. He was the ref. You know, he was like, and all of a sudden, next thing I know, I hear him talking to me. I'm like, well, what's up, man? He goes, hey, hey, hey. And I was like, yeah, 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 I'm good. I can keep going. Yeah, yeah. And then, because Eric at that time, it was a tag team match. Eric was wrestling. He was wrestling the rest of the match. He was, like, carrying the whole match while I was just laying outside the ring. And, then I came back to it. And Dave's like, hey, Cody said he's sorry for kicking you so hard. Man, I miss it. I do. I miss wrestling sometimes. I can't do it anymore. I'm next, whatever. I'll just still do it. But yeah, those were my concussion stories, and they were brought on by sledding. So, But yeah, I appreciate you guys coming in here. We did have quite a few viewers at times. Some people show up, you know, some Israel guy shows up. You know, at least share the show, fucker. Come on, man. Let's go. And then, I appreciate chat, man, helping me out with this solo show. That's the thing. I know it's going to be a quick show, short, all that stuff. But my big thing was I didn't want you guys to go another week or a week in general. I don't want you guys to go a week without a show. There's people, like, sometimes I'm like, well, whatever, we'll call it. But then I've had people come up to me and go, man, I was really looking forward to that. And believe it or not, there are some people that actually do that and listen to the show. And I don't want that anymore. I don't want people to go. If it's something they're looking forward to, I want us to at least give them something. So for your ride, for your travels through the week, your weekend road trips, a lot of traveling for the holiday season. If you know anybody that's got to travel, say, hey, you know, I know this podcast. It's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all listening platforms. They will make your drive feel a lot shorter. Check out the Matty Ice and Marky Mark podcast. And also, I noticed you got a lot of snow in your driveway. Why don't you go ahead and call up 989-525-9128. That's Lore Lawn Care and Snow Removal. Once again, that number is 989-525-9128. Lore Lawn Care and Snow Removal. He'll take care of you. And I think that's enough plugs, Mr. Chris. I think I got my quota in for that. All right, guys, I hope you have a fantastic night. Take care. It's Monday. Let's kick ass for the rest of the week. And I'll probably be streaming some games. I'm going to start trying to do that maybe Wednesday nights or something. I'm definitely going to stream some Fortnite. New season's out. We got Eric and everything. We're going to be playing that. Check out Wide Range of Conversations. They got their new episode out. It is Wide Range of Conversations. They had Eddie on there, Eric and Ricky. Ricky was on our show last week, and they just had a new episode drop yesterday. So definitely check that out. If you finish this show, it's a short week for us, a short episode. If you need more to listen to, definitely check out Wide Range of Conversations. Take care, guys. Have a great night. I will see you, hopefully, with another person besides John Cena, Invisible John Cena here, who clearly doesn't talk much. Hopefully, I'll have someone with me next week. You guys take care. Appreciate it. Love you. We'll see you next week on the Matty Ice and Marky Mark podcast, or at least the Marky Mark fucking show. Peace.